I have thought of my movies a good 2 minutes ago.
Oh, good. I mine was about 15 minutes ago, so
I got you. I was about 20. Yeah. I knew. Well, I had one. I had one like a month ago, and the other, well, however many I wrote down, I was like, yeah, I should pick some more. Although the last time out, I mean, that's like 2/3 of my one DVD shelf of DVDs I love. So it's like, oh, well, can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that.
I hear typing too. Frantic typing.
I don't want to forget the movies I just thought of.
I have to type it out now. John Syracuse is on now. Yay.
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 I'm going to record with the window open today. It's going to make some noise.
Why would you do that?
Because it's about 82 in here and it's about 78 outside. So I need the fresh air or I'm going to die.
Don't you want to suffer for your art?
Not on the hottest day of the year.
Wow.
Soon to be eclipsed by tomorrow, which will be, again, the hottest day of the year.
They can't both be the hottest day of the year, Jason. Well,
it will eclipse this day. For now...
And an eclipse would just make it cooler, your whole story is.
It's suspect. I know. It's San Francisco weather. It's very confusing. Trust me. Oh, Dan Warren says he's running late. Boo. I guess we could put him at the end. Put him at the end of the draft.
Now that I have two mute controls, I can say all my witty replies, releasing one of the mutes, but not the second
one. Not the other one.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you do you have a hardware mute now?
No, I have the mute in Skype, and then I have the mute in Shush, and the mute in Skype I don't trust, and then I just released the mute in Shush and said something, and then realized that nobody could hear me.
Maybe we just weren't that impressed with what you said.
It wasn't that impressive, truth be told, but it should have got a groan or something.
I can groan on spec.
Hello!
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 In a sink.
It's talking a cat in a sink. There is a cat in the cat box right now, incidentally.
Excellent.
He seems to know.
So one of my movies.
Know when I'm about to start podcasting because he will come in and,
and poop.
Do his thing. Sort of sets.
Toxoplasmosis makes for good podcasting.
It does. How long ago did you think of what movies you wanted to draft, Steve?
I was thinking about it over the last day or two.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you put us to shame.
So much preparation.
All of us were within the last hour.
You know me, if I don't write something down, I just sound like a complete idiot instead of a 98% idiot. So.
I put a reminder in my calendar as soon as you said the date that the show was going to be on. I put a reminder for the day before.
There you go.
To
you guys probably think about movies more often than I do. You probably actually have a favorites list in your mind
just
all the time.
Into a reverie, movies.
Well, I'm incapable of remembering what movies I like. When anytime anyone asks me, I just completely blank.
Buckaroo Banzai.
You should join Letterboxd or Letterboxd or whatever. I found that site very useful because the first thing I did when I joined up with it is just went through and I rated actually. But you can mark off all the movies that you've seen and give them a little rating. So now when I wanted to go through what movies have I seen in my life, I just paged through my Letterboxd thing and that's how I pick my movies.
Ah,
interesting.
I went to Netflix.
Something like that.
I went to Netflix and looked at my all the ratings I've ever given on Netflix, sorted by rating.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, too.
Yeah. At one point, when I was getting the discs and all of that, I used their little Rate-O-Matic thing and rated 200 movies or something.
I rated way more than that on Letterboxd. I was amazed at how many, when I was going through like page 11 of the movies today, I'm like, when did I rate all these? I must have just gone on a spree.
I'm going
to
turn on the thing.
Oh, no!
Thing's on.
Hello, we're thing. Using the deal this time.
The thing is on. The thing is on.
Yeah, it's on the stream.
The thing is on.
This is good use of the thing.
Good night.
Synchronized mouth trumpeting.
We're all about proper things.
This is all about people who are well over the age of 35.
Glenn Fry, everybody.
Hey, Andy's here.
Glenn Fry.
Hello there. Nice to see you. Talk
Andy's
to you guys
aware
again.
Of movies.
Hey, who's interested in a little bit of a Herbie Hancock riff, like as though a line of animatronic robots were dancing to an instrumental? Who remembers
is
that?
Is that the Walk This Way or is that the Rocket? I can't remember which one it is. It was so long ago.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you mean the Rockafire Explosion. I've seen that documentary.
We were on our fourth David Bowie back then. Now we're on number six. Where does the time go?
Your guy is moving from Maine to Minnesota there. Your little accent sort of originally it was more like a Maine fisherman and then it became a little more Garrison Keillor.
Yeah, some of us are at least putting in the effort of making an accent. Others just like to look, blog and tweet about, oh, that's so lame, without actually doing anything. Mm. So that's fine.
That's true.
It's more fun that way.
Well, my old man is just grumpy and we don't know where he's from. He's just very angry.
That was my old man voice there. That was me.
I could tell because it started with you saying my old man.
My old man, yes, that's right.
That was the only way.
That's my favorite joke on the Flophouse, I think, is when they do a voice and they say who it is. It's like, you know, they do the Sean Connery and they say, this is Sean Connery. Like, would he say that, really? Would that be the...
In the movie, he
declared the name of the actor playing his character. I don't think that's true. Yes.
What were the two words you had to say for the Michael Caine accent when you say his own name? You don't remember what that was?
Oh.
Maybe you haven't heard that episode yet.
I might not have.
Andy probably knows it.
She was only 16 years old.
No, it's you say the word Michael Caine in a Michael Caine voice, and there's two words, one that starts with an M, one that starts with a C or something, that you say instead of Michael and Caine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
There you go. You got it.
My cocaine.
My cocaine. Hello, hello, hello.
Wow.
This is Michael Caine. It's not.
I don't know what to say.
I know.
That's Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, again, in the Flophouse, that's their generic bad English accent, suggesting that every English movie begins with people saying, hello, hello, hello. Yeah, sure, that's it.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
You know, folks, when you start out singing The Heat Is On, nothing good can come from this.
It's just, okay, good show, everybody. Good show.
Yeah.
This podcast is over.
I'm going to stop recording now.
So send me your files.
They'll be in your Dropbox. So.
Thank you.
Where's the man with the hat?
The man with the hat is coming.
Oh, so we're going to have seven again?
It looks like.
Wow. Oh, that's a lot of dudes.
How many rounds of this are we doing?
I think let's maybe keep it to three.
12 rounds.
We could do four, but.
That totally affects my strategy.
I know it will.
Hey, we're all going to get to pick one movie, so make it a good one, guys.
My film festival is one movie.
I could have saved myself a lot of time.
Showa.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Yeah, that's
Showa. Why not?
What's that 10-hour one by the Polish guy?
Yeah, what
Decalogue?
Is that? Decalogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Kieselowski.
That is not my pick. But if you wanted to have a film festival with one movie, that's the one to do.
In honor of Glenn, I'm picking Berlin Alexanderplatz.
It is...
Because it's, 16 hours?
And German.
And German, yeah.
The Criterion Collection has the movie on 5 discs. And then there are extras.
and there are extras.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Lord.
All right, Childless Bachelor Theater presents.
I'm going to pick a running order here.
Who needs a social life?
We can get through 5, I think.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We got to do all lightning rounds.
All right, yeah.
All
we don't have to like pull out a 15-minute mini episode about every single selection. Is that what you're saying, Steve?
Well, I re-listened to the original draft, and the first 2-3 movies, like, people went on for a long, long time. Mainly because I started it off.
Then I may need to pick different movies because nobody's heard of mine.
Oh no, you can describe them. That'll be perfect because everybody will be like, "Huh? Okay, tell us more."
That's great,
thanks, Monty. And then we're on. Yeah, that's much better. But when you pick The Empire Strikes Back, then everybody moans and they complain, and you know,
God.
We hadn't talked about Empire Strikes Back.
Or interaction, and it is just a drag.
All right, yeah, people suck. I'm gonna do Andy and then David.
You're just making this up,
and then Steve.
What is this?
And then Monty, and then John, and then Dan Morin, who's not here, but hopefully he'll be here by then. We'll vamp for time, and then
it'll
me.
Be Monday by the time we get to Dan's slot, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, it should not be a problem.
Hey, if he doesn't show up, we can all pick movies for him. He won't mind.
Didn't we do that with somebody last time? I think we maybe did.
Glenn's favorite movie is Beaches.
I think we selected
Barbara Hershey. Now, this was before her lip implant, but she still had sort of a sultry quality as a cancer patient that really shone through.
I'm picking for Dan Transmorphers. Now, it's like Transformers, but made by Asylum. It is much worse.
Sharknado.
The classic animated movie Aladdin. Now, this is not the Disney movie. This is the $5 DVD that was released directly to drugstores right when the Disney movie was made.
Directed by the creators of Ratatouille.
The genie is played by Ernest Borgnine.
Ooh, I'm in.
And now your perfect balance for Beaches, the Bikini Off-Road Adventure.
Oh, man. The Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure.
The Great. Oh.
Come on.
Oh,
boy,
that road is rather bouncy, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That's how they get to the beach.
Oh, dear.
And Corvette Summer. Now,
you'd think, oh, Corvette Summer? Ooh, that's a credible movie.
Yeah. What? What are you saying that the Great Bikini Off-Road Adventure is not a credible movie?
Jason, have you heard of that movie before?
No, I have not.
If you're gonna pair it on a twin bill with Corvette Summer, all right, then there's gonna be the big movie and the less big movie.
Right.
That's why you always, always, always try to put off-road bikini movies not on the festival circuit, but on the art house circuit. Mm. See, it's all about bookings.
Good point. Excellent point. Should we get started and then we'll just rope in Dan when he gets here?
You okay?
I think that might be a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, man. We can snipe like three movies from him before he even gets here.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Everybody,
please begin recording if you have not. Everybody recording?
Yes.
I am recording.
All right. Record. You guys are all professionals. All right. And Dan Morin, are you here?
Hello.
This is Mike O'Kane.
I'm Dan Morin.
It's me, Dan.
Why are you waving your hand in my face?
Oh, wait. I think.
Never mind that.
I think maybe Dan's here. Let's see.
Smoothest introduction ever.
Oh, that's what.
Just had to say his name three times.
In the meantime, I'll read the prepared biography. I am Dan Morin. In 1972, I was the first to cross the English Channel using a dirigible made entirely out of recycled newsprint. I felt that by completing this task, I would bring new attention to the ecology, spaceship Earth, and the need for recycling. Now, we have three panelists. One is Dan Morin. I'm sorry.
Real Dan is here.
Oh, okay. That was a succinct summary. Andy.
Dan, I need to introduce you. Are you ready?
Who is this handsome gentleman?
I'm always ready.
What is this strange new hat?
That's his summer vacation hat.
What have you done with Dan's Red Sox hat?
It needs a feather, though, and some lederhosen.
It has a feather, Steve.
Does it?
Yep.
Is the lederhosen under the shirt?
Yes.
Is it a feather or is it a plume?
That's some bad hat, Harry.
That's a little
Ricola.
Personal. Yes. Dan, are you recording? You're always recording.
Yep. Always recording.
There's really an Alec Baldwin doll out there?
Yeah.
There's only one?
Yep.
You pull the string and he calls his daughter a toxic little whore.
Well, he pulls the string. If you're holding a camera near him, he just punches you. It's great.
Oh, nice.
Don't
turns you into a car.
Yeah, but that cartoon thing doesn't look like you.
You know what? I'm going to break with the others. I think that is a great hat, and you should keep it.
Oh, see, and Steve is the person that I love and respect the most.
And the free bowl of soup that you got with it.
Oh, he was setting you up.
Well, he was the best.
See, that joke doesn't work without the turn and the eye roll.
Yes, we need to turn on Skype.
Oh, but looks good on you.
It was implied.
All right, that was fun. I know it also went on forever, but it was fun.
It still didn't seem like it went on as long as the last one.
It probably didn't go on as long as the last one. So what's happened, by the way, is Philip Michaels has offered to appear like Mel Kiper Jr. at the NFL draft.
When you say his name three times?
No. He's going to, after the fact, he'll grade all of your draft picks and say, that was a reach.
I did not agree to this.
I'm not entirely sure that I can handle
that. At the NFL draft.
I have the fortitude.
Phil is going to judge the movies that Steve likes.
Yes.
Based on whether or not he thinks I really like them or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
I'm game for that.
just an NFL, you know, it's in NFL draft style of people complaining about other people's draft picks.
Will Dwight David Eisenhower be dropping in?
Backlash he will suffer.
Yes. Probably.
I remembered something amazing I forgot to say about Kill and Kill Again.
Yes.
At one point, the main character...
Is there anything not amazing to be said about that movie?
The whole thing's crazy.
They kill, one spot and then they kill again.
They kill again?
Where the main character is telling the lady...
I enjoyed the first killing, the second one, not so much.
Go ahead, Monty.
I was surprised it happened again.
Tell me what was amazing.
They had to deliver on the title. The main character is explaining to the lady how martial arts works. And he does a lot of vague spiritual talk, because that's what happens in these movies. And he says the key thing, no wasted motion. He's very clear on that. In martial arts, no wasted motion. And then for the rest of the movie, whenever there's a fight, if he has to go 5 feet, he's doing 3 backflips on the way.
That's not wasted motion. That's good
totally
stuff,
not wasted.
Man.
It's awesome.
Momentum.
Keeps him employed.
It's the intimidation factor.
All right, I'm turning off the thing now.
Bye, Thing.
Thing.
Thing, no.
The problem with recommending Poltergeist, I was listening to you guys talk, is like there's an entire generation who has no idea what static on a TV screen means.
I had that written down. Yeah,
modern TVs, they have an MPEG.
Have spend like 5 minutes explaining that to them.
It means something has gone very, very wrong.
TVs that you buy these days.
Dial M for murder. They're all like, hey, how can you only dial one letter and get a phone number?
I had to explain that to my daughter last week.
Yep. How about a dial tone?
In one of those old movies that we watched in the old movie club, there's a scene where no one will be seated during the scene where a guy dials a phone number. And it's like... Yeah, and the number has like lots of eights and nines in it. And I'm thinking, guys, why are you making a character in a movie dial long number? Because it's like 8 and it's going back. I'm like, no, come on. He should be dialing 1-2-2-2-2-2-1, okay?
The first line of Neuromancer has been completely ruined by technology.
Yeah. Sure. No, it's actually perfect now because it's just blue.
That's not what it's supposed to mean.
I know.
Reversed.
So you're saying that, like, in terms of telephone dialing scenes, the early days were the golden age, the modern age, the golden age, because... When you were first dialing telephones in movies, you just like click, 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 click. Hello, Doris, get me Mabel 412, and then you're connected. Then you get the touch tone error, but in the middle, you've got the 9, 7.
Yeah, I felt like the director of that movie was just messing with us. Like you,
it's amazing
that
more
numbers.
People didn't get halfway through dialing numbers and just be like, nah, forget it.
As often occurs to me when I see a scene like that, I always come up with that quote from Mystery Science Theater 3000, like, maybe this is a documentary on how to do this.
I had a friend whose phone number was like 533-1221, and it was like, I'm calling him all the time because that takes no time.
Ask him to call someone else,
you know. But
and we frequently did just give up in the middle of a phone number. That's actually why the Bay of Pigs thing happened.
Yeah. Hey, Good Shepherd tie-in.
Well, because oftentimes you would die of typhus in the middle.
All right. It's very late for you East Coasters.
Yeah.
West Coasters are going to party it up now, right, Monty and Steve? Woohoo!
Yeah, baby!
I got to wake up early and go to karate.
Bikini parties. Oh,
you got to go to karate?
Yeah, not for me, but I got to go to the place where karate takes place.
Just think about Monty's movies.
Are you in Monty's movies? Yeah.
Maybe my son will be someday.
The Octagon.
Awesome. All right.
I have to go to the place where karate takes place.
That sounds like a song.
The strip mall? Yeah.
That could be a Frank Stallone lyric.
I don't even know where it is.
You gotta go to the place where karate takes place.
It's like a commercial for the karate studio.
That's a lot like the lyrics in Miami
at the East Town Lowlands Mall.
One of their songs is about friendship.
Oh. I'm sure. All right. Good night, everybody. Send me your files, as always.
Cheers.
Good night.
Farewell.